Law schools are being forced to change how they prepare the next generation of lawyers as the profession goes through a period of intense upheaval. The 47-year-old woman tasked with overhauling legal education in Maine has a diverse personal and professional background. Danielle Conway is the new dean at the University of Maine School of Law. She's African-American, a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, and a scholar with a special focus on communities with limited access to legal services. Jay Field has this profile.
Danielle Conway has taught at Georgetown University Law Center. She's published regularly in law reviews and lectured all over the world. She's also down to earth and quick to poke fun at herself.
Oh, you found me out now.
I did. What's this?
So I'm a trekker.
We're standing in front of a bookcase in Conway's office at the University of Maine Law School. On a shelf is some Star Trek memorabilia, including a miniature model of the USS Enterprise.
I love everything Star Trek.
No way.
Yeah, I love absolutely everything Star Trek. See, a trekker is a more legitimized fan than a Trekkie.
You actually go to conferences?
No, I do not. See, that's a Trekkie.
While she may be a trekker, the new dean is not a fan of the way lawyers are portrayed on TV. As Conway sees it, they usually come across as boring, celebrity-obsessed, or predatory.
We need to steer students away from this media narrative of what lawyers are doing. The law is a calling. Serving one's community is a significant and valuable exercise.
Conway says law schools, including UMaine's, haven't been doing a good job getting this message out. It's one reason, she says, why enrollment has been declining in recent years. UMaine's first-year class this fall has 82 students, compared to 96 in the fall of 2010. The high cost of a law degree, despite a recent tuition freeze, and program and staff cuts have also contributed to the enrollment decline.
Her approach was bring it on.
Maine's Chief Justice Lee Softly believes Conway can attract more students and refocus the school's mission.
And I'm not sure if part of it is this wonderful military background. She has an attitude of, we can do this. We can make the changes that are necessary.
Born in Philadelphia, Conway says her mother is her inspiration. She got her law degree at night while Conway was still in high school and eventually opened a law clinic in the basement of the family's North Philly home. An ROTC scholarship paid Danielle Conway's way through NYU. Howard Law School followed. Conway served in the headquarters of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and taught at Georgetown before heading to Hawaii for another military assignment.
My experience with the military really shaped me in terms of discipline and ethics and responsibility and obligation.
With her mom and the military as her guide, Conway devoted special attention to underserved and indigenous communities. Jim Burke, a professor at UMaine Law, says that makes her well-suited to convince more law school graduates to set up shop in small towns.
There's needs in Maine, huge needs in Maine for lawyers in the rural areas and to serve a very large population of Maine that is underserved because law has gotten so expensive.
The need for these kinds of services come at a time when big law firms have been downsizing and outsourcing work. Conway already has several initiatives in the works to attract more students and get them excited about working in some of these underserved areas.
The first initiative is a pipeline program for high school students as well as undergraduate students to be immersed in the law with a 5-week program here at the law school.
Under the program, which Conway hopes will be funded by grants and support from big corporate law firms, the bulk of the work students do will be on behalf of those in underserved communities in Maine that the law profession is failing to reach. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.